Senator Elizabeth Warren is challenging former Vice President Joe Biden as the Democratic presidential frontrunner. She's raising a lot of money from small donors, and she's leading in a number of polls, both nationally and in the early voting states of Iowa and New Hampshire. But Biden continues to hold a big lead among African-American voters, which gives him an edge in the key early primary state of South Carolina. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks reports on how Biden's advantage there is Warren's challenge.
From the state of Massachusetts, senior senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, thank you.
This is an important audience for Warren to win over. Students at South Carolina State University, an historically black university in the middle of the state. She was here this week with South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn. He's the highest-ranking African-American in the House and the state's most influential Democrat. Clyburn hasn't endorsed Warren, but he's co-sponsoring legislation with her that would eliminate up to $50,000 of student loan debt for tens of millions of Americans. Warren says total student debt is close to $1.5 trillion, hurting the overall economy and hitting students of color particularly hard.
And Congressman Clyburn and I are here today because we believe that the way we invest in a future is, first of all, let's get rid of this student loan debt. So thank you all for being here.
This event illustrates both Warren's potential appeal and challenge in South Carolina. Many here, including college senior Charles Patton, like what they hear, but don't know much about the senator from Massachusetts.
It's about time that we're talking about student loan debt relief, because the cost of tuition, the cost of fees to go to these colleges and universities is enormous, and it's something that's not based in reality that students can actually pay for. So I'm really excited to hear more about what she's going to do and hear more about what other candidates are trying to do.
So Patton hasn't decided who he'll support for president. Others in this state say they're behind Joe Biden, who has a big advantage here because he's so well known, especially among older African Americans.
Well, Joe Biden's always been my guy, even before this race.
Jim Felder has deep roots in the Democratic Party. Back in 1963, he was a young Army sergeant who led the honor guard that carried John F. Kennedy's casket. Then he was a state legislator and headed the local NAACP. Felder says people here know and trust Biden as Barack Obama's vice president.
The African-American community in South Carolina remembers him because of Obama. Plus, he served well, independent from just being the number two man. He did an excellent job. We had the largest voter turnout in South Carolina during Obama's election. We see signs out there now that it's going to come up again because of Biden if he is the nominee, and I think he will be.
Polls show Biden has a substantial lead over Warren in South Carolina, thanks largely to African Americans, who represent about two-thirds of the state's Democratic voters. But other polls suggest that Warren is improving her standing nationally with black voters. So her supporters here, like Wendy Brawley, a state rep from Columbia, say Warren's message of big structural change and economic justice will catch on.
I think when more people hear that message in South Carolina, it's going to serve the African-American vote very well.
Brawley says South Carolina is a high-tech state, but it's also what she calls a high-touch state, meaning it's important that politicians show up a lot in front of voters. And she believes the more Warren does that, the better she'll do. And she argues that Warren, more than Biden, will give Democrats the best chance to win in 2020.
The voters of this country have voted for change. They voted for it on the Democratic side when President Obama became president. I think that's when we win. Then we need to have change agents, not people who want to play it safe.
That view is at the heart of a debate among Democrats in South Carolina and across the country. Embrace change or the known quantity. At a community event in Columbia this week, Marie Brooks of Sumter, South Carolina, says Biden is the safer choice, even though she's impressed with Warren.
Because what happened with Hillary Clinton, I don't know that America is ready for women. At least they don't act as if they are. And I know we have to change that. But right now, that's what I'm seeing and feeling, and I don't want to waste a vote.
The South Carolina primary, which follows voting in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada, is a key contest for Democrats. It takes place just before Super Tuesday. In 2008, it helped propel Barack Obama toward the nomination, as it did Hillary Clinton in 2016. That's what Joe Biden is counting on, and it's why Elizabeth Warren hopes to catch up here. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Columbia, South Carolina.